officials. Joining us in our studios now is lecturer of Mustafa University, Sayyid Abdullah Husseini. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, walk us through the recent comments made by General Mohammad Bagheri, stating, focusing on the issue of the Iranian defense capabilities.
Well, it's completely logical. Every nation, the history proves, if they have been capable of defending themselves, the amount of the threat from outside were reduced. The same logic applies to United States, to all superpowers of the world. If they are increasing every day their capabilities from all sides and every aspect, their logic for increasing their capabilities is that they want to defend their nations, and also they want to reduce the amount of the threat. There is no reason that that philosophy is not applied when Iranians want to be secured and want to defend their nations. I'm sure it is the capabilities of the Islamic Republic and especially the missile and the other weapons that they have produced, especially after the war which was imposed on them and the time that they were alone in the world and no one was supporting Iran in that war. They feel that they are more secure, and because of these capabilities, Iran has turned to a superpower in the region. And because of this, no one has managed to even think about invading Iran. And several times they spoke about the war being on the table, but practically that was just a threat which never materialized and never going to be materialized because of Iranian capabilities. That's exactly what General Bagheri was trying to say, that it is the right of the Iranian nation to have the strong capabilities to defend the nation, and if it is necessary to, you know, in the time of war, to use some of this weapon against those targeted, which recently one of them has been proved that not they only talk, but they are actually able to hit exactly where they want. And the same amount of the confidence has been created when the war between Hezbollah and Israel in 2006 also has been actually defeated Israel for the first time in the history of their existence, because of the same capabilities of the Hezbollah, which allowing them to defend themselves. And just imagine if the Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon did not have those capabilities, what was going to happen? Probably Israel was still present in the streets of Beirut, ruling in this nation.
Mr. Husseini, General Bagheri also brought up another key issue. He said that regional countries have what it takes to settle their own differences and do not need the intervention of trans-regional powers. This certainly is a comment which many U.S. officials, I would say, see otherwise.
Well, exactly. That's a law. That's a legal. That's very legal. That's very logical. That let every nation and every region solve their own problem. Who you are to come from the other part of the world to interfere with the matters and the affairs of the countries or the nations in Middle East. You belong to United States. You belong to Europe. You don't belong to this region. These people, they are civilized, they can solve their problem, they are matured enough, they have enough means to solve their problems. Your interference only can increase the problems, exactly as it happened. It's not that Americans want to solve problems. Americans are here to create problems, to increase the problems, to bring this unity. If we have ISIS, a group of so-called Wahhabi or Takfiri group who is got the fatwa of killing the Shias, this particular group has been created by United States, by Israelis, to create problems, to create differences. American, under any circumstances, would not like for the region, for the countries in the region to be united, because this unity of the Muslims in the world is not going to serve the purpose for the United States. The United States want to divide and rule. And when somebody comes with that philosophy into the region, so the first mission of United States and British and Europe, when they come to this region, is not unification of the countries, it's not the unifications of the schools of thoughts, it's not the unifications of the people and the nations, it is to bring differences for them to be able to create conflict, and as a result they can sell their weapon. The same reason applies when Qatar and Saudi Arabia, probably they are fighting, but Saudi Arabia, but American not too much displeased with this, because they can sell $110 billion of weapon and missiles and the other military technologies to Saudi Arabia, and a week later they can sign another lucrative deal with a small country called Qatar for another $14 or $12 billion US dollar, which they are not too much happy with. That is, Qatar has got more money, so we have to milk more. If a nation of a country like United States has got that in their mind, they will not come to the region for unification or bring unity. They are here, their first mission that they have is to bring disunity, because only in this unification of the region and the nations in the region, they will reach to their goal and they will achieve what they want in the region.
Thank you very much, lecturer at Al-Mustafa University, Sayyid Abdul Husseini, joining us in our studios.